Today we are going to look at Revelation chapter 18, and Revelation 18 talks about the fall of Babylon the Great. And we will start with verse number 1. Looking at verse number 1, it says, "And after these things, I saw another angel come down from heaven, having great power, and the earth was lightened with his glory." So we see that it says that after these things, so the question is, after what things? So we know that we had just seen and studied the bowl judgments that we saw in chapter 16. However, we just studied last Sunday the fall of Babylon the Great, which was the religious Babylon, and we identified that city as the city of Rome, the city or mountain with seven hills, and that was the city of Rome. And here also, this is possibly a city, but it doesn't name the city. And so we don't have a name for the city, but it is a wicked city. It is a city which is with a port, which means it does have waters by that city, and there is trade going on in that city. And so it says that John saw an angel come down from heaven, having great power, and the earth was lightened with his glory. So we would understand that this angel that came down from heaven came down from the presence of God Almighty because he was shining with his glory. And when you look at that, if we remember in the Old Testament, when Moses came down after meeting God up on the mountain, he was shining also with the glory of God. In verse 2, we see, "And he cried mightily with a strong voice, saying, Babylon the great is fallen. Babylon is fallen and is become the habitation of devils and the hole of every foul spirit, and a cage of every unclean and hateful bird." We see a picture here of an angel crying out with a strong voice, loud voice, saying, "Babylon the great is fallen. And that city or that nation has become a nation or city which has got the devils that got hold of the city, and everything unclean was about that city. And we do not know which city that is or which nation it is, but we can think of a few cities which has ports in there and are dealing with trade. So we can consider that as a commercial city. One city that comes to mind is the city of Los Angeles. That is a city that comes to mind. And today, also, with the increase in trade and the position that China has taken over, one of the cities there could also be considered to take this position. And we look at the next verse, but I need to just mention, it says that the devils got a hold of this city, and it was a cage of unclean and hateful bird. This hateful bird is more demonic in nature, and everything wicked and sinful about the city is strengthened by who controls this city. And the chief ruler and the dictator of the city and of this world at that time will be the Antichrist. And we see that here of his rule. Verse number 3, it says, "For all nations have drunk of the wine of a wrath of a fornication. And the kings of the earth have committed fornication with her, and the merchants of the earth were waxed rich through the abundance of her delicacy. So what he's saying is they were trading and making the nations of this world and the merchants of this earth rich from their trade. And we see that even in our day, that these traders, they are being rich as they import cheap products from nations around the world, the chief nation being China, and soon it may be the nation of Vietnam, and maybe even the nation of India. And these are the next manufacturing hubs of the world if the manufacturers are going to leave China in the next several years, and we will see this change happening. And basically, what they are saying is this city, this nation, this wicked nation that is controlled by the devils and Antichrist, they are the ones that is responsible for all of this. And then let's go to verse number 4. And we read verse number 4, it says, and I heard, who heard? Apostle John heard another voice from heaven saying, come out of her, my people, that you be not partakers of her sins, and that you receive not of her plagues. This is a warning to the people of the Lord Jesus Christ. Those people that are residing in that city, that wicked city, the great nation or the city of Babylon, God is warning them to get out of the city, flee from that city, don't be there, because the judgment upon that city will fall upon them. That reminds us of Lot and his family when the angels warned him to get out of that city, and we know that story, and this is very similar to that. And in verse number 5, it says, for her sins have reached unto heaven, and God had remembered her iniquities. So the sin of the city or this nation, whichever it is, have reached unto heaven. The iniquities, the wickedness, the sinfulness, and that has perked up the memory of God unto the city to do things and cause judgment unto the city. And in verse 6 and 7, we see that what reward this city needs to have because of her sinfulness and wickedness. It reads, reward her, even as she rewarded you, and double unto her, double according to her works, in the cup which she had filled to her double. Which means, let me just read verse 7 also. It says, how much she had glorified herself and lived deliciously, so much torment and sorrow give her, for she saith in her heart, I sit a queen and am no widow and shall see no sorrow. You can hear the pride in her. There are threefold sins that we see here. First is her self-indulgence. She lived luxuriously, richly, because she was rich. The second, we see the pride in her. She glorified herself. She says she sits as a queen. Nobody can do anything to her. Pride is the second. And the third, she's talking about avoidance of suffering. She says, I am not a widow and will not see sorrow. And that is what she's claiming herself to be, not someone that will be suffering. We see in the Old Testament, double restitution was required in the Old Testament in cases of theft and other things. We see a few pictures here. We see in this picture, of course, the kings of the world, the nations of this world, having a bad relationship with the queen of the city. And of course, this is the picture of the beast and the richly dressed queen here. And the queen here that seated, which is in chapter 17, we read that as the harlot, the mother of all harlots. And this is the beast. And we just saw in chapter 7 where the beast who was riding and taking this woman, which is the city of Rome, taking her around and taking care of her. And finally, he destructs her, destroys her, and eats her up, literally taking over the control and dominion over this world. That's what we see. What do we see here? We see the rule of Rome that is presently, and we see the destruction of the city Babylon. We do not know which city this is, whether it's New York City, the city of Los Angeles, or one of the other cities of this world, which will be rightly take the name of the city. We are not sure if Babylon, the true city of Babylon, will rise up to this name, because at the time of Saddam Hussein, he wanted to resurrect the city of Babylon, but it was not to be because they killed him before that. Let me just minimize the screen now and look at verse number 8. It says, therefore shall her plagues come in one day, death and mourning and famine, and she shall be utterly burned with fire, for strong is the Lord God who judgeth her. So this city, this great city of Babylon that was doing trade with the nations of the world, and we see that God is going to utterly destroy this city. And how is the destruction going to be? It is going to be burned with fire. As we saw in this picture, this city was destroyed really badly with fire, and it says in 1 hour. So with the ammunition there is in this world today, it looks like it has to be a nuclear effect, or it is something that God has prepared for this city. Coming back to verse 9, it says, and the kings of the earth who have committed fornication and lived deliciously with her shall bewail her and lament for her when they shall see the smoke of her burning. That is verse number 9. And what they are saying is, the merchants of this world, that is those that are trading with this nation or with this city, and when they see the city burning, what they do is they are crying and they are wailing and feeling sad for what is happening. The reason why that is because they are doing business with the city. If the city, for example, is one of the cities overseas, and if the traders are in different parts of the world, they get their products from the city. And if that city is being burned down and punished and judgment is upon the city, these traders is going to lose their business. And so they are crying out for this city, and they are sad and they are wailing for this city. because when they see this city burning up in smoke. And in verse number 10, we see standing afar off for the fear of her torment, saying, "Alas, alas, that great city Babylon, that mighty city, for in 1 hour is thy judgment come." We can think from reading what a nuclear destruction can cause to a city. This could very well be the effect that is happening to this great city of Babylon. We do not know which city that is, but there are many cities that could take their position in this world today. Verse number 11, it says, "And the merchants of the earth shall weep and mourn over her, for no man buyeth their merchandise anymore." And we will see this in the next verse, the items that they sell, the items that they will trade. These are luxury items, spices, cars, and other things. All kinds of merchandise is what the city sells or this nation sells. And this nation or the city, Babylon, had become a very sinful and wicked city. And we can name several cities of that stature today, and it could be any one of them or all of them, because the Bible doesn't name a city. And look at the merchandise that they sell. These are the luxury items, and I'm just going to read that verse and not go into detail about that, but it is very well explained here. "The merchandise of gold and silver and precious stones and pearls." Just reading that, these are the precious material or precious items that a lot of people want. Gold and silver, yes. The nations of the world, if you look, who store the most gold as far as people are concerned, is the country or the nation of India and China. They keep gold, but they keep gold and silver for the reason of safety, because when they have hardship, the gold and silver that they have stored, they sell. And so we know that that is the two nations that hold, where the people hold the most gold. Of course, precious stones are definitely stones that a lot of the rich go after, and of course the pearls. And then they list fine linen, which is clothing, purple and silk and scarlet. These are expensive clothing, and all fine wood, and all manner vessels of ivory, and all manner vessels of the most precious wood and of brass and iron and marble. And we see that all of these items are precious items. They are luxury items. And in many nations of the world, they have an additional tax on these luxury goods. But since the rich are the ones that buy this, that is not a problem for the rich to pay an extra few hundred dollars. But this is what this nation sells. Look at the items of spices and others in verse number 13, and cinnamon and odors and ointments and frankincense and wine and oil and fine flour and wheat and bees and sheep and horses and chariots and slaves, and the souls of men. Now, this is again well written. We don't need to explain single items, but the souls of men, where they trade people, where they trade slave trade, children trade, women trade, all of those things are going on. It's not that it is not going on today. There are people that are trading in human beings also, in this day and time. So these may be enhanced and readily available, and the merchants of this world will be trading with this nation or city of Babylon and enriching themselves. And that is why they cry out and they are wailing. They are sad, not because the city is burning, but could be because their business will go under because they don't have a place to get their items cheaply and to sell it with a good profit. And the next item it says, and the fruits that thy soul lusted after are departed from thee. And all things which were dainty and goodly are departed from thee, and thou shalt find them no more at all. Why is that? Because this is the last of the destruction we see. This city of Babylon, the destruction is just before the coming, the second coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. This is the end time that we will see. Whereas in the last chapter, we saw that the destruction of the great harlot and the destruction of the city of Rome and the Antichrist taking over the Rome was during the mid-tribulation, where he takes control of that city and he becomes the dominant leader and the dictator of this world during the time of the tribulation. Reading in verse number 15, we see the merchants of these things which were made rich by her shall stand afar off for the fear of a torment, weeping and wailing. Again, saying that the merchants, several of them, that do business with the city of Babylon, this great city of Babylon, they will be saddened. They are crying. They are weeping. They just can't stand the thought that the place by which they get their merchandise is being burned down. And I'm sure they do not know who has caused this deadly destruction. And I'm sure we know that it is our Lord Jesus Christ. Verse 16 says, and saying, alas, alas, that great city that was clothed in fine linen and purple and scarlet and decked with gold and in precious stones and pearls. This city was a rich city. They had everything. Even today in these cities of Los Angeles and New York and all of those cities, we see all of these great things, as well as the wickedness that is going on in the city is very, very relevant. Let us look at the other. And it says, for, in verse number 17, for in 1 hour, so great riches is come to naught, and every shipmaster and all the company in ships and sailors and as many as trade by sea stood far off. So we can see this is a port city. They send their merchandise by ship, and we have that experience here because we get a lot of our products. In fact, most of our products from the nation of China. They produce cheaper products, and so other manufacturers, other companies go there for cheap labor, and they ship them from there to here. Can we just imagine it is even cheaper to take our products to China or some other country in Asia and ship them from here because the cost of production is so much lower than what we can produce in this country. And so the ship owners, the merchandise sellers, the business people, they are all saddened with the news. I'm sure they will see this on TV. They would see this on social media and on other channels because of the satellites, we can see and get news immediately within a few minutes, and they will be crying, thinking that they will not have their shipments to come with their products. And if you look at verse 18, and cried when they saw the smoke of a burning, saying, "What city is like unto this great city?" They are praising this city. They are talking much about the city. This is the city that kept us rich, and that will be what they will have to say. And they are saddened. And I'll come to verse 19 later, but let me show you some pictures here. Let me just increase that. We see this is the picture of New York City before the Twin Towers came down, and the merchant ships coming into the city of New York. Another ship that is carrying containers full of products on its way to America. There's information that America consumes probably more than 70% of the nations of this world. We consume so much and waste so much, and we consume so much that we have no space to store in our houses, so much so that we are giving business to the storage places where we go and store our things, because we have got so much of them. Not to put down anyone that rents spaces in the storage buildings, they need business too, but that's what is going on. Look at this liner, Maersk Line, and the containers, how beautifully arranged they are. And it is not tied down to anything. It is the weight of these containers that holds this up. You see, can you imagine, even in the windstorms and all of those, it stays there. So with that thought I should get some pictures of some ships that are sliding over with the containers. Look at another one, China Shipping Line. If you count the number of containers, it is huge. It probably can fill several Walmart and Target stores with the products that we hunt for and that we run after. And those are coming from the nation of China. Look at this, the trembling of this. For some reason, we do not know. See another picture of a burning in the ship. It was not any terrorist action, but probably some mishap within the container. Another picture here showing a similar scene. And one more picture to show this tanker ship with oil burning. And these are the ships that brings us the things that we buy, our spices, our other products, daily using products of toothpaste and toothbrush, and all of those, they come mostly from China, unless changes happen in the near future. This is just an animated picture showing different fires in a ship. I had this prepared some time ago. These are the shipping tycoons of this world. Let me just narrow this down. Li Ka-shing and family, they were the number one ship owners of this nation, and they were from the land of Hong Kong. And in my last reading, I saw that they have gone bankrupt because with the start of the pandemic, they didn't have enough money or cash flow to pay for their mortgage payments on their ships and insurances, and they have gone belly up. And so there is probably a change in the hierarchy of these top 10 richest ship owners. And if you look at the nations that are the owners of this ship, we don't see any United States ships here, because what these people did, especially the Greek tycoons, if you remember Aristotle or Onassis that married Jackie Kennedy, he bought some of the warships of the Second World War and he converted into merchant ships. And that is how those Greek ship owners made their money and still making their money. Let's go back to verse number 19 that we did not read. Verse number 19 reads, "And they cast dust on their heads and cried, weeping and wailing, saying, alas, alas, that great city wherein were made rich all that had ships in the season by reason of her costliness, for in 1 hour she is she made desolate." You know, this city of Babylon, this commercial Babylon, this commercial city has been brought down by fire in 1 hour, telling us it was very sudden, very quick, and this city was finished. Imagine if this is the city of Los Angeles that is burning and completely out, or the city of Beijing, or one of the other cities that ships these merchandise. That will be a very sad thing to see. But we see something else here. Verse number 20, it says, "Rejoice over her, thou heaven, any holy apostles and prophets, for God hath avenged you on her." You see, this rejoicing is not rejoicing because of the destruction, but because of the holy judgment of our holy God, because he caused this. And there is a reason, as we will see in verse number 24, why this destruction came: because of the sins of the city, the sins of the nations of this world, the wickedness of the city, the trade, human trade of these cities. And that's what we see. And we see in verse number 21, it says, "And a mighty angel took up a stone like a great millstone and cast it into the sea, saying, thus with violence shall that great city Babylon be thrown down and shall be found no more at all." This is completely destroyed, total destruction, burned to the ground. Basically, nothing exists after this. And it is just like a mighty angel throwing a stone like a great millstone. I do not know if any have seen millstones. This is an angel throwing a millstone. A millstone, in olden days, they used that to grind grain and make it into powder so they can have flour for our meals. And that is, it is a very heavy stone. And I think those that have lived in India might have seen some replica of that millstone. And we see something else in verse number 22. It says, "And the voice of the harpers and the musicians and of the pipers and the trumpeters shall be heard no more at all in thee." What is this? These are the musicians. These are the, what can be called, New York City orchestra and things like that. These are people that play music and make the people happy, shall be heard no more because there is destruction of the city of Babylon. And it says, "And no craftsman of whatsoever craft he be and shall be found any more in thee, and the sound of the millstone shall be heard no more at all in thee." So no more craftsmen, no more crafts, no more things that are being produced or manufactured, and the sound of a millstone that grinds grain that makes into flour for people to eat will not be seen any more because of the destruction that we see. Again, a picture. The angel throwing down a millstone. And let us look at verse number 23. And the light of a candle shall shine no more at all in thee. And the voice of the bridegroom and of the bride shall be heard no more at all in thee. For thy merchants were the great men of the earth, for by thy sorceries were all nations deceived. There shall be no more light, not even a candle, not even a flame to light, except the fire that is destroying this great city, the great city of Babylon. And it says, there is no more marriage, giving in marriage, taking in marriage, none of those. No voice of the bridegroom, no voice of the bride shall be heard no more of thee, no joy, no happiness, except the cry and the wailing and the weeping and all of those that will be heard in that city and the nations around the world by the merchants that traded with that great nation. And it says, for thy merchants were the great men of the earth, because this city made them rich. And this last part of the verse is interesting. For by thy sorceries were all nations deceived. Sorceries are pharmaceuticals. In Greek, I think it is called pharma, the great pharma. And we have great farmers today, which is the pharmaceutical companies. And hats off to these companies that have made the vaccine for us. But these are producers of illegal drugs. If you know that today, China is producing so much of drugs, illegal drugs, and drugs that are being made for pain and all of those that are being abused by the people, and many are dying. So sorceries means pharma. Got a picture here. And so many are being deceived, the nations of their world, through their pharmacia. There's a lot of drug trade going on in this world today. Even as we speak, many of those are being drugged, are being sold on the streets and destroying our children and even our adults. And that's what we see. I cannot stop without reading verse number 24. Why has the city been destroyed? Verse number 4 gives us the answer. And in her was found the blood of prophets and of saints and of all that were slain upon the earth. One of the reasons that this city was destroyed, not only because of a wickedness and sinfulness and their devilishness and all the bad things, but what they did was they were the reason for the killing and for the torture and the persecution and for the prophets and the saints that were slain and killed because of their work and for their love of God and for their testimony and the preaching of the word of God. And that is why. So as we conclude this chapter, I want to just give you the differences. Religious Babylon was in Revelation 17 that we looked at last Sunday, and today's was commercial Babylon. This was called the Mystery Babylon. Religious Babylon, and this was called the Great Babylon, Babylon the Great. Now, the symbol of Babylon, religious Babylon, was the harlot women, that prostitute. And this symbol was the great city, although it is not named for us which city. It could be any city by the port. And verse, and number 3, This religious Babylon is identified with Rome. It is inland, whereas this one here was identified with a port city because of the trade. And the trade is by sea and by ships. And here, a woman, war and mother. This was the mother of all harlots. And here, habitation, the great city, a great marketplace, excellent for business people. And here they were guilty because of religious abominations. And here they were guilty because of greed and self-indulgence. And we see that religious Babylon was destroyed by the political power, which is Antichrist. He carried that nation around, did everything for that nation with the intention of finally burning her and destroying her. But here, this happens. Commercial Babylon is destroyed at the end of the tribulation, and it is destroyed by the sudden act of God. And with this, we conclude. I want to thank each and every one of you, and also for your prayers and encouragement for the study of the book of Revelation. And I will be stopping here. And you can notice that we have in fact completed the study of the tribulation. The tribulation period started with chapter 6 of the book of Revelation and ends in Revelation chapter 18. And the next 4 chapters, we will take it up in the month of April. So please pray for me as I prepare those 4 chapters, and also encourage each one of you to read a chapter of the book of Revelation per day. 18 days, you should be able to finish and still be fresh in your minds as we continue chapter 19 when we come back on April the 4th, Sunday, April the 4th. Let us close with a word of prayer. Our Father, we thank you for this day. We thank you for the study. We thank you for helping us to study together thy plans and future plans for this earth, O Lord. We pray for the people of this earth. We pray that people will realize that there is a time coming that they will have to go through tribulation unless they come to accept Christ as their Savior, unless they answer what they will do with the person of Jesus Christ. Father, we thank you for this time. We thank you for your blessings. We ask all of these things in Jesus Christ's precious name. Amen.